There are three different proposals to draw money from Alaska permanent fund earnings to pay for part of the state government's budget. Permanent fund head Angela Rodell told the Senate Finance Committee today that fund officers don't take an opinion on what the draw should be, but
all of those different draw amounts, my only statement to them is that they're all reasonable draw amounts.
Governor Bill Walker proposes that the state draw 5.25% of fund earnings each year. The House Finance Committee proposes only 5%, and Sitka Republican Senator Bert Stedman's proposal knocks it down to 4.5%. While those numbers may sound familiar, the differences add up. Walker's bill would draw roughly $400 million more each year than Stedman's. Rodell adds that the state should have other sources of revenue as well.
We don't want to be in a position of being the only taxpayer, so to speak, the only funder of state government, because that is going to be a very uncomfortable place to be.
All of the bills require cutting the amount that Alaskans receive each year in permanent fund dividends. Eagle River Republican Senator Anna McKinnon says lawmakers are approaching the bills with reluctance.
I believe I'm saying safely that there isn't a single legislator that's currently elected or previously elected that would relish the idea of using the earnings reserves.
Hearings on all three bills are scheduled for this week.